Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is John Ross, the Executive Director of the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, John.
Well, it's good to be here.
The Canadian Pork Council has introduced the Canadian Pork Excellence Program to the Japanese market. First of all, what is the Canadian Pork Excellence Program? What prompted its development? And what is the goal of the program?
So the Canadian Pork Excellence Program is actually a regroupment, if you will, of some existing programs that we have always had in place here at the Canadian Pork Council, or date back, in fact, to 1999. They started out with the Canadian Quality Assurance Program. We added to that as we went along. We added in an animal care program, an animal care component in 2012, and a traceability component in 2014. So what the Canadian Pork Excellence Program is a regroupment or an umbrella that sits over all of those on-farm activities that Canadian producers undertake in an effort to drive more quality into the hogs that we produce. So it's really the three components: CQA, Certified Quality Assurance, which is going to be renamed PigSafe; our Animal Care Program, which we're calling PigCare; PigTrace, our traceability program; and the biosecurity element that we're going to be further expanding on. At present, it's part of the PigSafe program, but we're going to make it a standalone element in its own right. And again, it's a regroupment of these four elements, these four components, just under a simple terminology, Canadian Pork Excellence. So when we talk to our customers, whether they're here in Canada or whether they're in the various export markets that we ship to, it's shorthand for the high quality of hogs that are produced in Canada.
What is the significance of the Japanese market for Canadian pork? How has the importance of that market changed over the years, and what have been the factors there?
The Japanese market's extraordinarily important for Canadian pork. Certainly our number two market in terms of value. In there behind the United States. In 2015, we did almost $950 million business in Japan. It's a market that's there every week of the year. They take some extraordinarily high-value product from Canada, and in that sense, it's extraordinarily important. It's not a market where we, sort of a commodity market where things go away. It's an extraordinarily important market in terms of the value of the product that they bring to Canada. A market that's changed over the years. I think when we first started, Canada Pork International actually celebrated its 25th anniversary, and the first market that it went into 25 years ago was Japan. So over the progress of time and what we've learned in the Japanese market over all those years, we now have a market that's approaching $1 billion. We have a market that takes largely fresh-chilled pork from Canada. It's a market that's encouraged us to develop our higher quality pork, higher quality animals. It's a market where we've seen adjustments in packing plants that are made specifically to handle the Japanese market. We've seen genetics that have shifted to handle Japan. So a market that not only has brought tremendous value back to Canada, but also a market that has encouraged us to produce better. And as a result of that, I think we've been able to capitalize in markets around the world, not only Japan, but even here at home in Canada.
How would Japan compare with other markets for Canadian pork in terms of both volume and value, and what are the factors there?
Well, certainly in terms of value, as I mentioned, Japan's our second largest market. That if we look at the 2015 numbers, $944 million, $945 million actually, in behind the United States at $1.5 billion. But certainly well ahead of the rest of the markets. When you drop down from Japan, you're looking at China maybe at $235 million, into Mexico at $189. So you can see there's a substantial drop down from those two big markets, United States and Japan. Really, from a value perspective, again, as mentioned, extraordinarily higher. You will see more tonnage moving into some markets. China is taking more tonnage as we speak, but the value of the product in Japan is just significantly higher.
what pork products typically does Japan account for what end uses, and what are the specifications?
Certainly the biggest one for us in the fresh chilled market is having enough days of shelf life. You know, you think about a product that's perhaps produced in Western Canada, loaded on a truck, moved to a port on the West Coast, onto a ship over to Japan, and then through distribution in Japan, into the supermarkets, into the grocery stores, and does it have enough shelf life to carry it through the system? So that'd be one of the big attributes. Other things that matter, of course, are yield and color, fat color, fat content, different specs depending on what area of the marketplace product's going into. Being sold, just sort of sliced thinly and fresh chilled for a retail setting, or is it going into HRI for use as a loin chop going into tonkatsu, which is a breaded product they have over in Japan that, quite frankly, is very tasty. So it depends on the ultimate use of the product is exactly what the specs want to be. But overall, when you're in the fresh chilled business, it really does become a question of, do you have enough shelf life to get it there? The other attributes are always important and never change, and they're the prices of entry into the market. Do you have the food safety necessary? Are your production schemes appropriate? Those sorts of attributes that start at home. But when you're looking at specific quality attributes of a product, really depends on what end use it's going to in the marketplace.
Where and how was the Canadian Pork Excellence Program introduced in Japan, and to whom?
The Canada Pork International hosted a seminar and a reception at the Canadian Embassy in Tokyo. And we had the good fortune to have over 225, I would say, Japanese meat trade participants, these are fellows that buy and sell pork every day, come to the seminar. And it was during the seminar that we actually introduced them to Canadian Pork Excellence Program and how it supported. It was the foundation of what we like to call Verified Canadian Pork. And Verified Canadian Pork is the generic brand for Canadian pork in the marketplace. And the CQE, CPE, as we call it, Canadian Pork Excellence Program, provides part of the foundation for that brand. So the Japanese buyers, the Japanese meat trade, was quite interested, I think, in how how we talked about and how we do and how we verify all the things that we do on farm here in Canada to make sure that those hogs that go into processing are of the highest quality. You can't make good quality pork out of poor hogs. It just doesn't work that way. And the fact that in Canada we take so much time and effort to produce these high quality animals, it comes through in the pork. And that's certainly well appreciated in the Japanese market.
Who are Canada's main competitors in Japan, and how is Canadian Pork Excellence, the revised Canadian Pork Excellence Program, expected to influence Canadian pork sales into that market, and to what degree?
Certainly a very competitive market, and the usual world exporters are trying to get into that marketplace. For us, I think day to day, it comes from the United States, and we need to compete every day, all day, with American suppliers. The advantage that we have with the Canadian Pork Excellence Program is that we can verify to our Japanese buyers that how we handle our hogs on the farm, and we can show that to them in a comprehensive national approach. It's not a single value chain in Canada that has this series of hogs. They're available to Canadian packers across Canada, and each of them can take advantage of that as they come into the Japanese marketplace. So that point of differentiation between us and some of the other suppliers around the world, I think, is an important one. Within the Canadian Pork Excellence Program, some of the things that stand out, obviously, is our traceability system. Well respected in Japan, and is something unique to Canada that we can that we bring to the table, and that perhaps some of our competitors don't.
How will this program be introduced to other markets?
I think the same way. We certainly at the Pork Council look to Canada Pork International to take the lead on the export market development aspects of Canadian pork. And we're there. I mean, we're a founding partner of Canada Pork International, but we're there to support their effort, and where they need us to come with them as producers or representatives of producers and speak to the quality of the hogs and how we raise hogs in Canada, we're there to do that. CPE has Canada Pork International have a fairly extensive market development program, as you well know, laid out for the course of the year, series of seminars and workshops and food shows and a plethora of activities actually around the globe. And but when they call on us to come and help them out, particularly in the key markets like Japan, we're ready to go.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing I might add is that that the Canadian Pork Excellence Program not only has those four components in it that we spoke about, the Pig Safe Program, Biosecurity, Pig Care, our Animal Welfare Program, and Pig Trace. It has not only that as part of the Canadian Pork Excellence platform, if you will. That platform and our ability in Canada to reach out to producers, it's allowed us to put in place some on-farm programs that have been particularly helpful. And the one that most comes to mind is our ractopamine-free exercise, ractopamine-free program. Because we've got this reach to producers through our provincial members and, you know, the provincial producer associations, because we've got that direct reach out there, we could actually roll this program out, a ractopamine-free program, across Canada in a fairly short order of time. And if you look at our exports into China, $234 million in 2015, and we're certainly going to exceed that this year. We're up, up 80% in China, as that market is really pulling pork in. Our ability to deliver a ractopamine-free program is how we got into that marketplace. The fact that we have this platform to sit it on, that we can build off of Canadian Pork Excellence, we can build off of that work that was done in the past with the CQA program. It means that we're able to get into those markets a little bit quicker and take advantage of them just a little bit faster.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
Our guest has been John Ross, the Executive Director of the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.